and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours away from the opening ceremony of the Olympics, high-speed rail traffic in the French capital of Paris has been cobbled by what officials describe as a coordinated act of sabotage. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama endorsing Kamala Harris in her White House bid. The announcement made today in a video showing Harris accepting a joint phone call from the former first couple. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding a one-on-one meeting with the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington.
Let's bring the hostages home.
It's Harris's first meeting with a foreign leader since she started her presidential campaign following President Biden's exit. She called it a frank and constructive meeting.
Dozens of wildfires burning on the West Coast right now. Thousands of firefighters spread across Oregon and Idaho. A fire burning near Chico, California. 164,000 acres and only 3% contained. This is ABC News. Senators on Thursday performed a successful test vote for the Kids Online Safety Act, which would create a duty of care for platforms to protect minor users, something Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says is badly needed.
Car manufacturers are required to install seatbelts and airbags. The same has to be true of social media. We need to impose these kinds of safeguards.
Final passage could come as early as next week. The FDA has expanded its recall for vegetables and herbs sold at select Walmart, Aldi, and Kroger stores in 15 states due to listeria concerns. Included in the recall, summer staples like cucumbers, bell peppers, and green beans. Belgian officials announcing the arrest of seven individuals suspected of participating in the activities of a terrorist group. While Belgium received a public thanks for the arrest from French leaders ahead of today's Olympic ceremonies, the suspects' objectives have not been identified. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
That's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home today.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 86 on Sunday. Partly cloudy 86 with thunderstorms late on Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates. Crudy will continue burning bridges and will air your grievances only on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Right, finally.
Happy Friday to you. It's a beautiful morning out there. Nice and cool. I'm getting to be that old guy where heat bothers me.
You are there?
I'm becoming that guy. You know what I mean? We're having those hot days and you don't want to biatch because it's like, okay, we're in Wisconsin and it's 86, but you know, it's going to be 30 below and snow in a couple of months. So don't complain.
So what do? Do you sit in the air conditioning or do you make the best of it? Go in shade, iced tea, Long Island iced tea.
All those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can get my mind that it's going to be snowing in 5 months. So.
Okay.
I like this weather.
All right.
EAA this weekend, cherry picking. I'm going to take advantage of this. I love it.
You and your cherry picking.
I know. I'm up for that.
All right. What's it supposed to be like this weekend? Like warm, I think, right?
90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. You know why? It's good for both of us. We just made a new pact.
We did.
We made a new pact.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Our lives have changed.
They are. We had a guest on yesterday. And we're going to bring her back. She was actually on to talk about her father, who is a veteran that needs his home, some small repairs, and he can't do it anymore. And, you know, before COVID, there was a pretty good organization. There was a pretty good support. Not organization. There was a pretty good support for helping people, and church groups did it, and I think you had a lot of friends that did that, veterans helping veterans, plus church groups, and for whatever reason, it's not as visible as it used to be. So she came on our show yesterday to talk about that, and we were very happy to have her on.
About some things her dad needs.
Right, in his basement, and some stuff with
porch.
The porch needs some repairing, and we're going to, we'll get some people on there. And it was weird, because I mentioned this, but when she walked in yesterday, you know, we greet our guests at the door, and she looked familiar, but just her eyes, you know, and I'm like, do we know each other? You know, because you meet so many people like you do around the campaign trail. She goes, we used to work together. I'm like, She goes, but you probably don't recognize me. I've lost 195 pounds.
It's incredible.
And so John.
But then she said something that was magical. Then she said something where it's like, this is a new life. This is a new world.
Oh, yeah.
This is like being born again.
Right.
This is like.
Energy.
Being born. Actually, did you see Jim Harbaugh use that in his players? Weren't you what? When he spoke to the his San Diego Chargers for their first practice training camp, he goes, guys, this is what being born feels like. The guy's like, how do you know being born? Embrace this of being born. It's a whole new world. And we have a whole new world because of something she said on how she lost the weight.
Well, she said it, and you didn't compliment her, but you are today because you thought about it. But she said, and we were like, do you mind telling us how did you do that? Because you know you hear about these surgeries and all these pills,
shots,
and sometimes you know heavy with the shrink and
or going crazy where that's all they eat is like vegetables,
right? Just some crazy diet.
Out.
She goes, look, all I did was cut out some of the sugars and flours, and a little more disciplined in my eating,
and basically eats meat.
And John goes, that doesn't work. But she's got a lot of energy, and she, what did she say? She walks 10 miles a day.
a day. And she's got a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, that was...
It's like, amazing.
That's amazing.
She's so much better than us. But we're bringing her back.
Most people are.
We're going to try to get her people to help with the project. I'd like to get a picture of the porch, see what needs to be done, see if it can be salvaged at all, and then start
we'll
from brand new.
Take a picture of the pouch, and then we'll try to fix both.
The pouch with pouch.
Like your gut.
Oh, my God.
I think we should call her Coach Kathy. What do you think?
Coach Kathy, right, I like it.
Bring her on.
I like it. Bring her on. I like it a lot. Okay, we'll do that.
But not that John would ever overreact to something. So after she comes on, he goes to the store and buys all these vegetables and stuff. You're going to end up throwing out in a week. But
I ate a bunch last night.
Did you?
I had, you know what I buy?
I didn't.
You know what? I'm also getting to be really cheap in some ways. And I literally looked on the price per ounce of salads. There's a huge difference. Did you know that? In price?
Well, there's also a difference in quality. But yeah, there's a difference in price.
But cabbage is the cheapest.
That I didn't know.
There you go.
And that was all because of your...
It's always like once you should learn something new every day.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
You got your new thing. Cabbage is the cheapest of the lettuce type foods. So I bought a whole bunch of coleslaw, and it's really good coleslaw sauce, and that's all I've been eating.
I think that sauce is the killer.
No, it doesn't have any carbs.
Oh, okay, good.
Carbs are the killer.
All right, because when I went to see one of those...
I had four bowls of coleslaw last night. That's all I ate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
When I was seeing that, I don't know, you guys got offended. I called it a fat farm lady, but whatever, that lady I went to see about helping me lose weight.
Yeah, I don't think we should use that term.
Okay, but anyway, she said that it's the sauces that kill you.
Okay. That all depends. If you're watching carbs, I bet we could get Kathy on right now.
Well, that's what we'll talk
about. Kathy would say, nope, John, John, you're correct. John, you know about nutrition. You do know how to lose weight.
No.
She's going to tell me that. She says, she'll say, I can tell you've studied nutritional things.
Things. I think it's going to be great having her on.
Yeah.
I know, but I didn't. I called you last night because I was working on a little project for our show, and I was having cheeseburgers. I was.
Well, you said you grilled you. But you know what? I was thinking about that.
But I felt pretty good.
I was thinking about that.
They were good.
You have it harder than me in a certain way to lose weight because you're a great cook.
I'm a good cook.
You enjoy cooking.
Jim,
enjoy
you're
cooking.
Good.
You enjoy, I enjoy cooking. That is a true statement.
So for you to lose weight, you almost have to give up one of your favorite hobbies.
Right. That is going to be difficult because I do, like even last night, so... I just got all these cheese. They make pizza crusts with cheese embedded in them.
Okay, that's not good for you.
Well, then I make the pizzas, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, taco pizzas and just meat lovers pizzas. I make some vegetarian, but so I got like 8 crusts last night, and I'm going to make those this weekend. And yeah, and I enjoy doing that. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'll do it Sunday morning. But yeah, that's going to be... I guess I could make them and give them away.
That'd probably be nice.
It would.
That'd be very nice.
Don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen at all. Don't give them to me. Because like I said, you know what I want for dinner tonight? Prawns on the grill.
Yeah.
They always look good when I'm in stores. Have you ever cooked a prawn?
Mm-mm.
Todd, you ever cook a prawn?
No.
How do you cook a prawn?
Just on the grill. You just said that.
Boom, just grill them, huh?
I don't know, John. Like,
they look really good and healthy. I saw them at the store.
But it's a shell, right?
No, I don't think there's a shell.
Well, then you want to cook those on a grill, I don't think.
Why?
You get foil or something and fall apart. Aren't they stick to the grill?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're a grill master.
I am, but I've never cooked prawns.
Anybody else ever cook a prawn? Let us know how you cook a prawn. I've always just wanted to have
Why did you buy prawns?
Because I'm getting into Creole food as well.
I think they're cheap.
And that's a Creole. I don't think they are. I think that's a Creole food.
Watch the sauce. What are you going to dip it in? Butter, garlic butter. You know, that's it. Johnny,
that's good. You can eat that. That will not hurt you.
Mm.
Jim, I'm going no carbs. Look how many carbs are there. I'm going to look up carbs in butter. You know how many there's going to be? None.
Butter?
Butter. There'll be no carbs in butter. Trust me on this.
Why do they? I don't think you. I think you get a lot to learn.
Okay.
Look,
what's it say?
Wow.
Zero.
Okay. All right.
Zero carbs in butter. Do you have Kathy's number, Todd?
But here's the thing. Remember that lady? Somebody told us this. You are going to try to get your body into ketosis.
Yes.
However, you're not that disciplined to never step out of the
sideline. You don't know that. Now
I am. And once you do, it's all for naught. So that's why you're better off having a balanced diet. Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, you talked to me about a balanced diet and how to lose weight, and then tell me how to do a slam dunk in basketball, too, okay? Because two things you don't possess, height, elevation, and discipline when it comes to eating. So don't you try turning that 6:15, around on me.
6:15 in the morning.
I'm just saying.
Here's what I'm afraid of. Like, you guys are going to do this, which I'm really excited for you guys about. But
thank you.
I think, you know, when you're on those diets and you're doing that, sometimes you get a little irritable.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine you guys both doing a diet?
Yeah.
Being John, just a little bit irritable with each other?
Okay. I would be fine. He could be an issue. I would be fine with that.
Hey, are we going to have...
I'm totally fine with that.
Are we going to have a
I would walk in here every morning just bright and sunny like I always do. Yeah. Morning, guys. How are we doing? Let's go get
you
up.
You have never done that in a year.
I have
never.
To.
Okay. Do you... Are we going to have a cheat day, though?
No.
Really?
No cheat day.
We're all in?
Uh-huh.
This just in. Put foil on the grill to grill prawns.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you. Didn't know that. All right, now I know.
Okay.
All right. One step at a time here. You know, but I'm going with a lot of seafood, and I'm going with a lot of meat and a lot of salads. And that's all. No potatoes, no bread whatsoever.
Pasta.
No more cookies, no more pasta.
Oof.
None of those things.
That's going to be tough.
Vodka. You can have vodka. What?
Oh, I don't know, John. That I think those all or none diets are extremely difficult.
This is exactly what that Kathy did to lose 190 pounds. If it worked for her, why won't it work for us? I'm telling you.
I don't know that. I think giving up pasta is tough. I do. It just that's everything. That's lasagna.
One of the worst. I actually asked.
It's lasagna. It's all the spaghetti. It's linguine. It's just
rice.
And I cook. Well, you had some of my spaghetti. It's good.
I actually asked my doctor when I was there. I said, what foods to lose weight? And he said white bread.
Yes.
Pasta and rice were three foods that can really put it. Which surprised me. I always thought rice was like, you know, really low fat and won't put on weight.
But brown rice, isn't that? Because I cook that. As a matter of fact, I just made some. This is what I did. I'll tell you that my healthy thing. I had some brown rice with some veggies in there, and then I cooked like 3 pounds of shrimp and added that to it.
That sounds good.
I hope that was good for me.
That sounds really good.
Doesn't look like
it. Well, I mean, when's the last time you saw a fat Viet Cong? And it's all they lived on is rice. Rice and fish heads.
Well, I don't think they had... Okay. I don't.
Just saying. So, I'm going to... What? It's going to be a whole new me.
Okay.
I'm going to lose 50 pounds. 40. I'm going to lose 40 pounds.
By when?
Christmas.
That's good. That is doable.
40 pounds by Christmas.
That's 5 months from yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
That's 10 pounds, 8 pounds a month.
Yes.
You could probably do that.
And what I will make
but you can't cheat.
Because, you know, I got to put something on the table for this then. I'd shave my head.
If you don't, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to shave my head. Let me
think of something. I was thinking, wow, it got kind of quiet. Now I'm thinking, okay, he's rethinking that.
Around three laps around the building in my underwear.
No, that's
shave
gross.
Your head.
Shave your head, please. Jesus.
All right, sorry.
We'll come up with something better than
that. We're going to help you lose weight.
I have never heard a more explosive response by Todd in the year and a half we've been doing this show. No! For the love of God, no!
Shave your head, man.
No!
Shave your head.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We got Mark Houston today. We got Brandon Kennard from MC26, Dennis Peters, and Miss Green Bay performing music. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionist, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Man.
Todd.
Almost out of your shell. That is so, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was shocked when you said that was, I didn't. When you hear it the first time, is that really Todd?
That's really Todd. Really, really fun. Todd, I was actually thinking about this last night. I think you should do an intro to our World's Worst Trivia.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, you know, hey, you want to be smarter? Well, don't listen.
You going to learn anything?
Yeah. Yes. Right. You know, you got to try to corporate in there. What you just said, and remember that was at Animal House? Is the dumbest. You'll receive no points. May God have mercy on your soul. Everyone in this room is now dumber after hearing that. We got to put that in there. Yes. That book is pretty good, what I brought you, though. Isn't
it? I love it.
Yeah.
And it's not too deep.
No. No.
It's all good. Doable
that
stuff.
Trivia yeah. yesterday yeah. That you read before you gave it to him? Yeah. That was all right.
You won.
I know I did. I did.
There are categories. I went through the categories. Didn't go through the questions. But went through the categories, and there are some that should be right in your wheelhouse. I mean, like 100% in your wheelhouse, with cities and capitals of the world and things like that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well,
you should be able to pick
the categories then? How's that going to work?
Todd's picking them.
All right. Yeah, that'll be fun. And I think our listeners, everybody enjoys picking up a little piece of trivia here.
Exactly.
There,
right.
I hope.
So today is System Administrator Appreciation Day. What is that?
That would be
IT people, right?
People that like take care of the computers
and the websites.
We used to call that Geek Day. That's great. I know. But now they run it now.
Like to apologize to all the system analysts out there.
We love you guys. We love you people. We couldn't do it without you.
Okay, today is Aunt and Uncle Day. All right,
that's cool.
You ever say the word aunt?
No, but people who do.
But people who do, I feel like they're trying to show off. Don't you? I'm going to my aunt's on Mackinac Island this weekend. We're going to sail.
Aunt?
Yeah.
No, I never thought they were like sophisticated or anything. I thought that was just like not real bright.
You, Todd?
I don't know anybody that uses that terminology.
Aunt.
Okay.
No, aunt.
I know they do over, you know, across the pond in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Some Americans do it.
Yes.
Well, you're right. That is true. Maybe that's where that came from. And then they have a little bit more of an attitude over there. So maybe that is more.
Okay. Do they, Todd? Are they more nose in the air?
A little bit.
They are, huh?
Oh, yeah. Even with one another.
Okay. Is it true about their teeth?
Yes.
Generally speaking.
I don't know. Why? I mean, you know, you got the great medical schools there. You got Oxford. You got these great institutions of.
They have got some of the best medical over there.
That's what I mean. In the world.
Yes.
Why not the teeth?
People just don't brush. Like there was a poll over there that I did one day when I was on the air, and of all the guys that responded, only 30% of the men brush their teeth every day.
Oh my God!
I think the younger generations, it's getting better.
Wow!
But I think they're influenced by Hollywood in America, where the older generations are just like, you know,
they were the way they were.
Yeah, they got picket fences in their.
But you would
mouth.
Think. Colgate and Crest would just go in there and start advertising. I mean, that's a huge untapped market, 70%.
Oh, I know guys from World War II.
You make a lot of money, because I think there's a lot of profit in toothpaste, though, right? It's just, what is it?
Yeah.
It's just not.
I know.
It's just, anyway, and it's not that expensive either.
World War II, tell me, they'd go to a pub over there, and there'd be some good-looking girl, and they'd buy her a drink, and she flashed a big smile and she'd be like missing two teeth.
Right.
So that happened a lot.
You see, over here it's meth. So
this guy texts her, they don't have fluoride.
Oh, you okay. know what? That's what it could be. They don't have fluoride in their water. Right? Okay, and that was all put on for the whole tooth thing. Yeah. But if you bad, like I said, if you have bad teeth here, it's...
Do they still do that? Do they still put fluoride in your water supply?
Yes.
They still do that, huh? Okay.
We have some people that don't think the balance is right. They've come to council meetings and... but our water department stands behind...
How do you put it in? Where do you... Is there a big pipe? They just turn on the fluoride or... And where does it go? Does it go into Lake Michigan?
What do you mean?
Where do we get our water from here?
Lake Michigan. Well, here.
Yeah.
We get... Yeah, we have two pipes that run parallel... out to the lake, and then it's in Sugar Bush, because it kind of runs uphill and then downhill, is where the treatment plant is.
Okay.
Should go out there sometime. That's interesting. And then it comes here and gets distributed.
But where do they put in the fluoride?
I don't know that,
oh,
John.
Oh, that's what I'm asking.
I think we have to get somebody from Brian, who now was promoted, and he now runs the water utility.
Okay. I'd like to know.
We should get him on.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Kate Beckinsale. She's English. She's about one of her and Posh are two of the best looking women ever from England, yep. in my opinion. Sandra Bullock is 60. I always liked her.
Oh, she's sweet, isn't she?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I always liked her. Kevin Spacey is 65. He's done.
Yep.
Done.
But he won that last deal.
Yeah, but Hollywood will never welcome him back. He's like one of the Weinsteins or somebody. They're just, nah. Dorothy Hamill, 68, man, was she America's sweetheart back in my day.
All the girls were getting the Dorothy Hamill haircuts.
I even got one.
Well, listen, that's what you should do. If you don't lose the weight, you got to have a Dorothy Hamill haircut.
I don't have enough hair to do it. Roger Taylor, I don't know Roger Taylor. He's 75 today.
Drummer from Queen.
I did not know that. I'm not a Queen fan. Tried watching that movie. I watched it for 10 minutes and turned it off.
Oh, you should have watched that.
I didn't like it. Helen Mirren, another English. It's all English today. It's all British people. Helen Mirren is 79. Mick Jagger is 81.
What are we laughing about?
I would think it'd be funny if he and Biden debated.
Wow. I
think that would be kind of funny.
That's 81.
81?
You can move
you
like
don't
that.
Todd, you don't see much of him anymore, do you?
Who's that?
Mick Jagger?
Oh, they're touring and stuff, aren't they?
Still,
oh, yeah. Didn't somebody say they're going to see him in Chicago or someplace recently?
I don't know.
No. Somebody told us they saw them. Where did they see them? Like in England. Somebody on this show was talking about that.
You're right. I can't remember who that was.
But how cool it was seeing them in England.
No. That's not what it was. We were at that bar that place that sponsors our Friday show.
The Heights.
Yeah.
And it was the lady who was sitting at our table.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just in Chicago in June.
Okay, that's okay. Okay,
they were in Chicago in June, but the lady at our table or who came up or wanted to tell us something important about herself told us that she saw them in England.
Okay, yep. They were in England early
this... Yeah, I do.
Well, in 2022, I guess they were in England, yeah. But they just wrapped up a tour. Their last date that they played was the 21st of July.
That's great
Missouri.
For them, man. To still be doing it at 81.
I had a friend see him in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and he said, you would never know that they're in their 80s because they're out on stage. Mick Jagger's running around doing the whole thing.
Somebody had something like that. It was who's the other one from his band that was a real big druggie? Pretty much all of them. But anyway, there's a thing that said, who's the guy that died recently? The guy used to do, okay, everybody, one, two.
Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons. It's like, you know, Richard Simmons dying, and these guys from the Rolling Stones still being alive.
That's right.
Kind of throws out that whole, let's work out vibe.
Let's rethink that diet.
Yeah, let's rethink that one. All right, we're going to send a quick break. Mind of the Mirror. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and here at the Midwest Farm Report, we've been celebrating. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Friday. Ice cream demand has been staying consistent among consumers, even during high grocery prices. Ice cream is considered a splurge item, but it still makes it in the cart. Risk manager at EverEgg, Katie Burgess, has the details.
As we look at ice cream demand, it's been holding in there. I would say one maybe fun fact or things we've heard from about ice cream demand is that some of our customers tell us that this year they've seen less sale of pints, but more sale of bulk ice cream, like in a pail or something like that. Because, I mean, groceries are expensive. And so people aren't necessarily splurging for the little pints of ice cream, but they still want ice cream. So they're maybe going to pick up that value pail, make some ice cream sundaes for the family. And so I think that's one of those things that consumers do love ice cream, and they're going to find a way to keep it in the cart and enjoy it at home.
No complaints here on the family size bucket of ice cream in the freezer. Katie Burgess along with us. She's the risk manager at EverEgg.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is celebrating its six-year anniversary. Since they opened in 2018, program manager Abigail Winkle says they've welcomed tens of thousands of people through the door. To celebrate 6 years of showcasing Wisconsin agriculture, Farm Wisconsin is offering free youth admission now through Saturday. They also have special events each day featuring goats, drones, and new menu items in their cafe. The most popular exhibit at Farm Wisconsin is the birthing barn. You might have a chance at a true farm life experience watching a cow give birth to a calf. More than 750 calves have been born at Farm Wisconsin since they opened 6 years ago. Learn more at farmwisconsin.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 86 on Sunday. Partly cloudy 86 with thunderstorms late on Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHARES Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. And a good-looking Friday morning, 54 degrees in Green Bay, 59 in Upton, 54 in Oshkosh. We're coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports coming in. Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. We had the debut show last night on football games coming up on NBC 26 at 32 this weekend or this season. Dennis Peter with what's going on in the area, and he's got a very special guest brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. It's our Mino the Mayor music series brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. And I've been stalling because I'm trying to read it before I say it. Elijah Kurzweil.
Aaliyah. Oh, Miss America? Or,
yeah. Did I get it wrong, Todd?
I believe it's Aaliyah
Kurzweil.
Kurzweil.
There you go. Miss Green Bay. We have her in here playing the piano, showing her talents. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. It's more of a synthesizer. I don't think she's going to really bring up piano.
What other noise we're hearing?
I'm playing a little something in the background.
Oh, okay. It's like, turn that radio down.
Yeah, we Sage got us a baby grand piano. Did you see that? That's nice.
You know what's funny about pianos, though? So my daughter, when she was, she bought a new house in Madison a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was there just to help the day before the whole thing. And there was a piano in the garage. And the sellers stopped over. And they're like, yeah, we're gonna get that moved. Unless she would want to buy it. And she said, do the daughters play? Do you guys play piano? And the wife was like a teacher, piano teacher. Well, I'll show you girls, you know. And the guy goes, you know, we were going to sell that for $1,000, but we'd give it to her for $800. Okay. I said, oh, that's great. That's great. She goes, and my daughter's like, really? She said, that sounds neat. Maybe the girls. I said, Amber, here's what you do. You say no, and chances are real good they're going to come back and say, can we just leave it? Right. When I was in real estate, I had that happen with big roll top desks was one of the things.
Yeah.
Pool tables was another thing. One of them I was surprised was a gun safe. Those things are so heavy. It's mind boggling.
Yeah. But
So, I mean, there's some big time things people, I would almost, when we have Ben and Deanna on the Malcors again, we should talk about that. Some of the things don't buy them, people.
Yeah.
People don't want to move them.
When I bought my house, it was a really cool shuffleboard. I mean, a bar.
Yeah.
I sold it for $500.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Now that's something that would be cool.
But the guys, it was the same thing.
Same thing. Just don't want to buy it.
And I'm like, no. I don't even know how to play the game. I still don't know how to play the game. I have for years. But then he's like, do you mind if we leave it? And I'm like, no, I guess not. But you know, anyway. Yeah, did she end up with the piano?
No, they did take it.
Oh, they did. They're expensive to move.
Really expensive. And then because we used to at the Veterans Village where I was, I bet three or four times somebody contacted, hey, would you guys like a piano?
Right.
But you guys have to get move it.
My basement.
And it's like,
You know, if you look on
Marketplace.
Yeah,
that's what she did. Then her realtor said, look, if you're really serious about, look on Marketplace. There are about 10 of them free.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I mean, there's pianos that, you know, it depends if they're tuned in. But I mean, if your kid's just going to learn and, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and stuff, that you don't need to spend $1,000 on a piano.
Exactly.
Unless they really.
I bought my first house in Alloy for $68,000, that would now be probably $300,000.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
But you're also making six times as much as you did back then.
I'm making six times less.
I'm just saying we have not kept up with that.
But they had a pool and the lady said, hey, for $1,500, we'll leave the pool table. I said, no, we're going to pay for that. And it was, would you guys mind if we left the pool table? happens all the time. Anybody out there ever have that where somebody said they'd sell it to you and then it's like, I'm just going to leave it.
We ended up doing, when I was a kid, we had a the baby grand piano.
How big was your house? It had to be huge, humongous.
It was huge. It was 11, what, 10 kids.
Because you guys had everything in there. You had all those kids.
Of kids. We had a room that, anyway, that's not important. That's not my point.
Wayne says garlic beds are sometimes written in home contracts for the seller to keep the harvest. Wow. I did not know that, Big Wayne.
Wow.
Is that because they're hard to grow?
I don't know, but I owe him a major thank you note. Man, do I use that garlic he gave me.
That's really something, isn't it?
It is, and I made that. I was just telling Johnny this morning, you know, I made that pasta with garlic and shrimp. I made a lot of it, like a lot.
I will say that stuff at the Heights that night. smelled so delicious, but it was coming out of your pores during the event later on. Because you were sweating.
Oh, man.
It was hot in there. Hey, Big Wayne, give us a call quickly. I need to talk to you. I need to get the guy on from Peshtigo. My brother and I we're doing the green. We got the green light. We're growing. We're gonna harvest. We're gonna grow. What's it? I'm looking for a better term for, you know, you grow a bunch of stuff. We're doing a crop. We're doing a crop of mushrooms. We're doing a crop of mushrooms.
But a variety.
A variety.
Okay, that's good. That's important. So I need to know. You're gonna have those little like arches over the sections so people can go pick their own.
Well, that's the part as far as with the farmer's market. Aspect.
If I no, can no, get that's, a spot. That's not gonna work.
That would work in the small logs from a foot and a half. Wayne.
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
Do you have your coffee, you Wayne? You're gonna need it today.
I just on a way to my clients, but I had to throw in the garlic, you know, comment in there.
Is that true?
Yeah. So you know, because you plant garlic in October up here and then you harvest in July. So your garlic sells for $20 to $25 a pound. So,
wow.
You know, even if you have, you know, not a ton like me, but enough, I mean, it's probably worth $1,000 for what I have in my backyard.
Wow.
So they'll write it in saying, you know, hey, I can come back and grab my garlic harvest. It's still mine.
So you don't have to do anything, huh? I mean, but just once it's good. What's is that an annual or perennial when that happens? I always get those.
Oh, annual. Oh, it's an annual.
Yeah. Okay, annual.
If you plant garlic, right, you don't have to do much to it.
So they retain the rights for just the 1 year, though. It's not like
yeah.
Rights.
Yeah, okay. I would just say
the
hey,
harvest.
I want my this year's harvest,
right.
And then that's it.
Wow, I didn't know that was that valuable. Can anybody? Because maybe I can think about growing this too.
Yeah, well, garlic.
Yeah,
garlic is. Super easy. I mean, you have to take care of it and feed it and, you know, give it hit hugs and kisses once in a while, you know, if you want nice big bulbs.
Okay.
And by the way, he said bulbs.
Okay.
Extra
right.
Yes. Yeah.
John's writing this all down.
So are we still talking? All right, I'll get on the mushroom thing. I was actually last week, and I was like, well, I should probably reach out to him, but then I kind of dropped it again. But all right, if you're into it, I'll get him on.
Please do.
All right.
A lot of people are interested in this. I don't know if I'm happy about that because that's competition, but I really need to know what types of wood I need to plant the different types of mushrooms in. Because like I thought those big old pine trees we cut down would be perfect, and you said no. You know what's kind of scary, though, Wayne? And then this is a good part about me growing my own. I was watching this thing. This guy, kind of a naturalist, you know, does a lot of hiking, you know, eats all, you know, stuff
like,
he finds.
Like yourself.
Like myself.
In the mirror.
But he's picking these orange mushrooms. And he goes, oh, man, I'm eating these tonight. These are absolutely delicious, and they're great for you. And then he came upon it. He goes, oh, I thought I found more, but it's their evil cousin or something. These are completely poisonous.
But they look the same.
They look the same.
You have to
be careful. There's different spore tests that you can do, you know, to get familiar with them. I'm not a mushroom expert, but there are definitely mushroom hunters. That's a thing. That's a cult.
Oh, it is. My dad was one. He was huge into picking his own mushrooms and canning them and everything. And he had books on it. And there are certain things you could look for underneath to tell if it was good or poison. But it's like, you know, you're feeding these to your family. You could have a lot of confidence that you're picking the right ones when this one is good. And, you know, 4 feet away, there's one that'll kill you.
I think you got to get, but Wayne, you get that stuff on your phone, right? Where you take a little picture and it tells you.
I wouldn't trust that.
You kind of have to do a spore test. And what you do is you cut the top of the mushroom off, and then you put it on a white piece of paper and you let it sit, and then it drops its spores, and then you can identify it that way. And then they have pictures of that.
Oh, really?
So each mushroom has a different identification based upon like the color, the pattern, things like that. And then that's how you specifically identify it.
Take you a week.
I'm sure there's a week to pick a pound.
But that sounds pretty
that is kind
tedious.
Of, but not only that, though, but I mean, think about that. That's why I'm growing my own from now on. I don't trust other people to pick my mushrooms.
You're self-contained.
I'm telling you, just grow wine caps, man. If you have a perennial, you know, garden with wood chips. You put the spores in there. Oh, then you're harvesting mushrooms, and you have the beauty of the flowers and the bees flying around. You're feeding everything.
Can you do that in the front yard? Will it look nice?
You won't even see them.
Won't even see them. What do you mean, the mushrooms?
Yeah, because what you want to do is if you have a flower garden, like a nice thick one where you have native pollinators and stuff like that, and you have the cover ground is you're using wood chips.
Yeah, we got that.
You put the spores in the wood chips, and then the mushrooms are low growing, so they'll just grow, you know, coming out of the wood chips, and then you pick them as they come up.
Okay.
So in fact, wine caps, people grow those in flower beds actually just for the looks, because wine caps can get huge. They can get up to like 8 to 12 inches.
Wow.
And they stay low. So you wouldn't eat them like that, but it would just add to like, hey, you know, look at, I got everything.
I'm thinking to the ambiance, my presentation.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne,
the wine caps are best when they first come up.
Wayne, our neighborhood, we've been new neighbors, rabbits, a lot of rabbits this year.
Yeah.
Right in the hood, we've got rabbits all over. Do they eat those mushrooms?
No, good. No,
they won't eat. I don't think anything
does. Chickens will, I know.
but no, I don't like, a deer don't eat mushrooms, right?
No, you can put them on though. They don't think anything will touch the mushrooms.
Okay.
I've never had an issue except for my chickens. That's what killed my mushroom beds.
Oh, chickens do.
Chickens.
Oh,
all right,
I know that. Okay.
All right, well.
Do you sell eggs, Wayne?
Sell eggs?
Yeah, do you sell eggs?
Oh, do I sell? I do, but just I only have 14 chickens, so I only get like 8, you know, 6 to 8 eggs a day. So I sell and give them to my neighbors and friends.
I got some friends that tried raising chickens to sell eggs and things like that, and they would go out, and all of a sudden there'd be a chicken laying there, and literally his head would be missing. And
yeah, that's from a hawk.
Is that a hawk? Wow.
Yep. In fact, I had one kill one of my chickens this year. So I've got, if you come out to the mini farm, you'll see it. I've got cover over all the runs, you know, and it looks nice. I keep it looking nice. It's for greenhouse covers, and then like black, and then just hanging so that way the hawks can't fly down.
But they will just kill them for the sake of killing them, huh?
And that chickens.
Yeah, the hawks will fly down because they're not quite big enough, some of them, to take the whole chickens. So they fly down and they'll just take the head right off, and there's hardly even any blood. You just see the chicken laying there and the head's gone.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the way they described it. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, if you had like a raccoon, or like we have other things that they'll come in and just wreak havoc on your whole flock. And my chickens were devastated for like 4 days after. They wouldn't come out. They were freaked out.
I don't blame them. Wow.
Yeah, I always thought it was a raccoon or an animal or dog or something that did it. But wow, those hawks, pretty precise.
Oh, yeah, hawks. Yeah, they'll come down, grab it, fly away.
Don't they also say
eagles will come down and just take the whole chicken?
Wow. Don't they say weasels are real bad too?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
They'll tear
mink,
it up.
I had a black mink just sitting on a stump looking at him one time.
We've got at our camp, Wayne, we've got a albino, a white weasel, living under the porch.
Oh, wow. Those are nasty.
I know
those
are.
Those will kill everything.
Yeah. We want to get
rid. You probably don't have any mice by your house.
No. Well, yeah, you're right. Not many mice at all. But we worry because there's a lot of partridge in our area, and they kill partridge.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, Wayne, if you could hook up that guy for us, we'd be really appreciative.
All right. Sounds good.
You're the man. You're the man.
Have a good
flight of the bumblebee.
Buddy.
All right.
Big Wayne reporting in. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a good look at Friday morning, heading into a sweltering weekend. But that's okay, because I'm going to do a lot of walking. I'm going to be sweating out all the old carbs I have in me. It's going to be great. This could be like when you a person, don't they do you like, know, like if
this,
you go to like a...
This happens all the time to you.
When you go to get dried out, as they used to say it.
Right, place, right. Detox.
Detox.
You are just, going through detox.
Yes, purging everything out of your system. And I think that heat this weekend, that, when I go walking around in my rubber suit... That's going
to
help.
That is not going to...
You have a rubber suit?
I've got a rubber suit.
Okay, now the question is, why do you have a rubber suit?
Well, it's not really
and
a rubber suit.
What kind of rubber suit is this?
From 1960.
No, yeah. It's actually my...
little tassel whip.
Nope. It's actually... Okay. Nope. It's actually my... It's actually my neoprene
Would you
waders.
Mind calling me?
What? It's actually my neoprene waders.
Oh, all Fishing right. Waders. But
you guys, they're neoprene.
And they go up to your waist.
Yeah.
And then
above the waist, up to.
Right. And then you guys, this is what happens. And you guys slip in the stream and it fills with water and you end up drowning.
No.
That happens.
No, yeah, no. The old rubber ones, that's what would happen. But neoprenes prevent that.
What's neoprene?
Because they're floatable. It's basically almost the same stuff scuba divers wear.
It's that tight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Once they get wet, because that's what I wore, like I told you the last time I was in a dunk tank for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And I wore those. Yeah. Yes, but then they get real tight on you. So you walk around those, you'll sweat like you can't believe.
Jim, it's a little bit more.
Call him sir from now on. Okay?
Something.
Wow. Sorry I had a way of walking on this, Mark.
Yeah, sorry, Mark.
Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine, I'm sure his people are listening and saying, what? Are you kidding me?
We don't
want to be a part associated with this.
No. Hey, I'm going to jump in on this. Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
1989.
Okay.
Rolling Stones, Alpine Valley, best concert I have
they
ever
played
been
Alpine
to.
Valley?
Wow.
Yeah. That was first concert, and I will tell you the best concert I've ever been to.
I've only been to one concert there, and you guys, I bet, would never be able to guess in a million years who it was.
Kenny Loggins.
Who? No.
Jimmy Buffett.
No. And it was the hottest ticket of the summer. The hottest ticket, and I had a sales lady from the radio station hook me up.
I looked it up.
Go ahead.
September 8th, 1989 was when they were there at Alpine Valley. Their set list started with Start Me Up and ended with Jumpin' Jack Flash.
And it poured rain.
No.
Unbelievably for the whole concert. They went, I mean, they're covered, you know, but.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it kind of like, you get a Woodstock thing going on, or were people like, were they sliding in the mud and all that weird stuff? Like,
did you have some free love?
I can tell you this. So my hometown.
That's our new sound effect.
we got to move on.
My hometown, okay, go ahead, my hometown is Janesville. And, and yes, that was known when, the Grateful Dead would come in. The Grateful Dead came in. This is probably. Somewhere probably 89, 90, 91. They were sliding down the hill, and the Grateful Dead fans, they didn't shower.
Right.
So they're just full of mud, and they're high. And they would have to soak these people in like big tubs to get the mud off of them and stuff like that.
Cake
mud,
were you at that one?
No, I was not. But the only reason I know this was where I worked, the gentleman who owned the business, his wife worked for the mental health department,
yeah.
and they had a lot of people coming in from a lot of counties.
A lot of deadheads, because they, I have somebody, a friend of mine who was one of them. Hey,
you?
No, it wasn't me. Did you, was it the Grateful Dead?
No.
Because they played there a couple times.
1990, summer of 1990.
Was it, I kind of want to guess this. Was it a Stones type of band, or was it more like a Peter Paul Mary type, like chill?
No, it was more of a youth, a lot of young girls. It was the hottest band going in the country that year. It was the hottest ticket in the country.
Women?
Who?
You're saying it was all women?
Yeah, girls. It wasn't a women's band at all. It was boy toy bands.
I don't know, John.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah, okay.
New Kids on the Block.
You went to that?
Yeah, I went to that. But anyway, well, I took my daughters.
You probably drove a whole bunch of girls down.
Who'd you go with? Well,
but here's
mine,
the deal. I'd never been there before, and I had the tickets, and I told the girl, "Oh, this is a nice spot on the hill." Okay, turns out our tickets were almost like second row.
Wow.
And I didn't know it until like after the concert. So then we're leaving the concert. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, wow. Leaving the concert, and it's just couldn't find. So I said, "We're gonna leave early before it ends." So with the traffic.
Thanks, Grandpa. The biggest song they play at the end, but we're leaving early because I don't want to drive in that traffic. Okay.
Left early, couldn't find the car. Could not find the concert ends. Thousands of people start coming out. I get into it with some guy. Pulling out.
Can't imagine that.
We're yelling at each other.
In front of the kids.
And somebody's like, "Hey, buddy, watch your line. Your kids are on." Yeah. It was not my finest moment.
Yeah.
He hasn't been allowed to come back since.
Yes, I have. How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Good to see you. So, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Did you hear about our new challenge? 190 pounds, the lady that was sitting right where you were yesterday. Lost. 190 pounds.
Well, actually, it was 195.
195. 195 pounds she dropped. She weighed 340.
And she, we used to work together way back in the day. And the way she lost her weight was no surgery, no crazy... A lot of pills.
Meat.
Or,
she ate a lot of meat.
Well, she high protein.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think you have to do it all by exercise. And I think changing your diet, I think, is a huge portion of that.
But would you verify something for me? You say no carbs, and people are like, "Nah, that's stupid. But carbs are sugar. And if you say I'm going to do it no sugar, they're like, "Oh, that's smart. But the carb thing has this weird connotation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Thank you.
But no. Here's
the
thing.
Give me the bell, Todd. I just had a medical professional agree with me.
Yeah, well, that's because you just ask a half a question. What Johnny is doing by saying no carbs, he's getting into this like phase of ketosis or whatever that's called.
Ketosis?
Yes. But he'll
we make up some
words. It's fun listening him to try to say words.
Oh, John.
But when he steps out of the bound, when he steps out of the lane, it all comes back right away, right?
Well, that's the point of that big diet was you do a day or two and like it, you have to be so strict with it.
That's called discipline.
You know, I'll give you work. You know, okay. So I've been out walking and trying to lose weight and do great. My last 10 days, I've been on the road. It's thrown me for a loop. So, you know, it's a matter of you got to really think about what am I eating? Where am I eating? When am I going to get the exercise done? Like you do that for even 2 or 3 days. You threw it for the loop. So I don't care what diet plan you're on. You can throw it for the loop over just 2 or 3 days and gain 5.
Exactly.
I spent the weekend with my granddaughters. I was five. I got on the scale. Before I left with them, okay? Yeah. Got on the scale the morning after I got back with them, and it was exactly 5 pounds. I went from 228 to 233 in 3 days.
Yeah.
And I hope people say, "Oh, it's water. Well, it's still pretty discouraging when you see that number on the scale.
Exactly.
It just really is. Yeah. All right, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. If you have any health questions for him, text him in. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of fun.
And I want to talk a little Olympics, too.
Okay.
That's a lot of cool stuff going on. I know that's your world. All right, we're going to be right back.
Back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sabotage and arson hitting key parts of France's high-speed rail